All right, let's dive into some seriously deep stuff today, huh? Like the interconnectedness of our body, mind, soul, and spirit. We're looking at this fascinating article, The Intricate Nature of Humanity, from the Spiritual Seek website. And honestly, even just glancing at it has got me thinking about life a whole new way.
Yeah, it's a real thought provoker. You ready to unpack some of these ideas, see how they connect to, well, to you?
I am so ready. So basically, this deep dive is all about how all these different parts of us, our physical body, our thoughts and emotions, that deeper spiritual part, how they actually all kind of influence each other. It's wild. Like, what really hit me was this idea that they're not really separate things, but just different aspects of the same thing,
Yeah.
of us.
Absolutely. Yeah, their article kicks off with something we're all familiar with the body. It describes it as this super intricate machine, almost like miraculous, in how complex it is.
Right. It's easy to forget, but like trillions of cells working together, forming organs and systems. It's mind-blowing when you really think about it.
It is, yeah. And the article highlights that it's actually through our bodies that we interact with the entire physical world, right? Everything, like our senses, the way we move, all our experiences, all of it starts with this incredible vessel we live in.
Makes sense. Okay, so we've got this super complex body, but what about the force that drives it all? Our thoughts, feelings, decisions.
Yeah.
That's where the mind comes in.
And we got it. The mind, the control center. It shapes how we see the world, how we experience emotions, how we make decisions. But, and here's where things get really interesting, the article goes into this idea of the mind-body connection, suggesting that, get this, your mental state can directly affect your physical health. Isn't that crazy?
I've totally noticed that myself. When I'm stressed out, I get these tension headaches, and when I'm happy, I have way more energy. But the article, it takes it even further, saying that positive thoughts can actually make you physically stronger. How does that even work?
Well, there's a ton of research coming out about this thing called the placebo effect, where, like, if you expect something positive to happen, your body can actually make changes to match those expectations. There's also studies showing that positive emotions can mess with hormone regulation in a good way, potentially boosting your immune system and even affecting how you experience pain. It's almost like your thoughts are literally sending signals to your body, influencing how it works.
That's insane. So it's not just a saying, your thoughts really can make you stronger or weaker. Whoa. So we've got the body, we've got the mind, but now we're getting into the stuff that always gets me, the soul. How does the article even define something that abstract?
Well, it describes the soul as our spiritual essence, right? Like the core of who we are, beyond the physical body and even beyond our thoughts and feelings. It's like the deepest part of you, the part that wants meaning, that seeks connection to something bigger, something divine.
Yeah, I totally feel that. Like this feeling that there's got to be more to life than what we just see on the surface. But okay, the article also mentions this theory that some souls might be experiencing Earth for the very first time.
Right.
Wouldn't there be some kind of evidence of that? Like in our memories or how we act or something? What does it say about that?
It's a great question. The article suggests that these first-timers often feel like they don't belong, like they're disconnected from how society works. They might be the people who question the meaning of life a lot or feel super drawn to like spiritual exploration or just have this strong intuition that this world isn't their true home, Doesn't necessarily mean they remember past lives or anything, but more like a deep down feeling of being different, of searching for something beyond what's just here.
That's fascinating. Makes you think about like how different everyone's experience really is. Okay, so we've covered body, mind, soul. What about spirit? Where does that fit in?
Okay, so the article describes the spirit as like our life force, that spark of the divine that's inside each of us. It's what connects us to something bigger, to what some people call universal consciousness, that feeling of being connected to everything around us.
So it's like this energy that flows through us, and it's all linked to something way bigger. That's a pretty powerful idea.
It is. And the article suggests that it's also our spirit that guides us towards our purpose, towards whatever our special gifts and talents are that we bring to the world.
This is all starting to feel so interconnected, like it's all woven together, these different parts of who we are. But if they're that intertwined, how do we even start to understand each one individually?
Well, that's where these self-assessment quizzes come in that the article talks about. They're not about giving you like a definite answer, but more like tools to help you think about yourself,
Okay, I'm intrigued. What are these quizzes all about?
So one's called, Is This Your First Incarnation on Earth? It's a bunch of statements, and you choose the ones that resonate with you. It's meant to make you look inward and maybe see if you identify with some of the things that people who might be first-time souls often experience, right?
I see. And what about the other quiz?
That one is called, Are You In the World or Of the World? It looks at this tension between being in the world, but not necessarily feeling like you fully belong, you know?
Oh, yeah. I can relate to that feeling sometimes. It's like I'm watching the world from a distance, not quite fitting in with the mainstream. Kind of like traveling in a foreign country, you know? Fascinated by it all, but not really speaking the language.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a great way to put it. And the quiz gets you thinking about your own perspective and whether you're more focused on material stuff or on something beyond the physical world.
It sounds like these quizzes are more about making you curious and getting you to really think about yourself more than putting you in a box or something.
Exactly. They're designed to help you explore these big questions, you know, about your place in the universe and how you connect to all these different parts of yourself, your body, your mind, your soul, and your spirit.
I'm already seeing myself in a new light after just this little bit of exploration, like we're peeling back the layers, you know, in revealing this whole intricate tapestry of who we are. But I feel like we've only just scratched the surface, haven't we?
We've laid the groundwork, ready to dive deeper into how all these elements interact.
Oh, absolutely. I can't wait to explore how all these pieces fit together and what it really means to live a life that's in harmony with all of who we are. Okay, so we talked about the body, the mind, the soul, and the spirit, all these amazing parts of who we are. But the article, it keeps coming back to this idea of harmony and integration. You know, like it's not enough to just know about these different parts. It's about how they work together.
Yeah, that's what it says is the key to a really fulfilling life. It's about recognizing that they're not separate at all. It's more like they're all woven together, you know, like constantly affecting each other.
But what does that actually look like? I mean, how do we actually get this harmony between, you know, our physical body, our mental and emotional states, and then that spiritual side too?
Well, it doesn't exactly give you like a step-by-step plan or anything, but it does say that self-awareness is like the foundation, right? It's about noticing how our thoughts and the things we do and even our habits, how they impact how we feel overall, right, turning into what our body and mind are telling us.
So like if I'm feeling super stressed and I notice my shoulders are like all tense, that's a sign I need to like do something about my mental or emotional state.
Exactly. It's about picking up on those connections and then trying out healthy ways to find that balance again. Could be things like meditation or yoga to de-stress. Or maybe it's about like setting boundaries with people and making sure you're taking care of yourself, you know?
Right. It's like we're being told to be the conductors of our own little inner orchestra, making sure everything's playing together nicely. But I think a lot of people, they might get hung up on that spirituality part. They can seem kind of, I don't know, out there or hard to grasp. Any tips for those of us who are just starting to explore that side of things?
You know, I think the most important thing is to just be curious about it and keep an open mind. Spirituality doesn't have to be about religion or anything like that. It's about connecting to something bigger than yourself, whatever that looks like for you. Maybe it's nature, art, music, even just sitting quietly with your own thoughts. It's finding what really speaks to you and helps you tap into that sense of awe and wonder, I guess.
That makes sense. It's about finding what sparks that that divine spark within, like you were saying before. But the article also talks about how this whole integration thing isn't just about like feeling good personally. It's just about finding your purpose in life too.
Right. It makes this argument that when you're in alignment with all these different parts of yourself, that's when you can really tap into your gifts and talents and actually use them to make a positive impact on the world. It's about realizing we're all connected and then contributing to the greater good, you know.
I love that. It's not just about improving yourself, but seeing how you fit into something way bigger. But how do we actually figure out what our unique gifts are and how to use them to make a difference? That seems tricky.
Well, that's the journey, isn't it? The lifelong one. It's paying attention to what brings you joy, what you find yourself naturally drawn to, what makes you feel really alive. Could be something creative, intellectual, practical, about caring for others. It's about trying things out, you know, exploring those passions and seeing how they can be used to serve other people, to make the world a little brighter, kinder, more beautiful.
So it's like we each have a unique piece to contribute. And when we find our place, it completes this larger picture. That's a cool thought. But I bet a lot of people might feel stuck on that whole making a difference thing. Like, what can I actually do that'll really matter in the grand scheme of things?
Right. And that's when it's important to remember that even the smallest acts of kindness or compassion or just expressing yourself creatively, they can all make a ripple, you know? It's about shifting your focus from like those big grand gestures to those everyday moments where you can make a positive impact. Could be as simple as really listening to a friend who's going through something, or volunteering in your community, or even just expressing your creativity through art or music or whatever. All of it adds up. Each act of love, of service, of beauty, it all helps create a more harmonious world.
That's actually really encouraging. It's not about waiting for some big opportunity, but just seeing the power we have in each little moment to make things better. But I'm kind of curious, going back to those first-time souls we were talking about, if some people are here for the first time, how does that work with finding their purpose and this whole integration thing?
That's a great question. And the article touches on that a bit. It says that those people might feel this sense of urgency, like a deep need to really make the most of their time here. They might be drawn to checking out different spiritual paths, trying to get a deeper understanding of their place in the universe. Their purpose might even be connected to helping humanity evolve, you know?
Yeah.
Bringing in new ideas that challenge how things are usually done.
Wow. So it's like they're on a mission, even if they don't know exactly what it is yet, like pioneers paving the way for new ways of being and thinking.
Exactly. They might be the ones pushing the boundaries, challenging all the conventions, getting people to think outside the box. They bring a fresh perspective because they're not weighed down by like past experiences or what society expects, you know?
I love that. It's like they're reminding us to look at life with that sense of wonder and possibility again, to embrace the unknown and see everything with fresh eyes. But for those of us who've been around the block a few times, how do we get back to that? That childlike curiosity and sense of purpose?
I think it's about practicing that beginner's mind, you know, approaching every day with openness and just being willing to learn new things, letting go of all those assumptions we have, trying new things and remembering there's always more to discover, both about ourselves and about the world around us.
It's like constantly challenging ourselves, stepping outside our comfort zones and remembering that life is really about growth and change.
You got it. And it's about finding the joy in that process, even when things get tough, remembering that we're not in this alone. We have each other and this incredible connection that binds us all together.
It really is a powerful reminder that we're not alone. We have each other, and we have this this amazing web of interconnectedness that links us all.
And we have these amazing tools within us, our bodies, our minds, our souls, and our spirits, to help us figure out the way and create a life that's full of purpose, meaning, and joy.
This has been it's been a lot to think about, but so inspiring at the same time. I think we've reached a good stopping point, though. We've explored so much about how all these parts of ourselves are connected. But there's one last piece to this puzzle we need to talk about.
That's right. The article ends with a really powerful quote that I think really sums up everything we've been talking about. Ready to unpack it.
Oh, definitely. Let's dive into that final bit of wisdom and see how it all ties together. So we're back for the final part of our deep dive. We've covered so much about the body, mind, soul, and spirit and how interconnected it all is. But you were saying the article ends with a quote that really brings it all home. What was it?
It's by Pierre Teilhard de Chardin. It says, you are not a human being in search of a spiritual experience. You are a spiritual being immersed in a human experience.
Wow, I've never heard it put like that. That's a total mind flip, right? We usually think we're these physical beings who, I don't know, maybe have a spiritual side or something. But this quote, it's like it's saying our spiritual self comes first.
Totally. Yeah, it's a huge shift in how you see yourself. Not that you have a soul, but that you are a soul, like a spiritual being. And you're just experiencing life in this human form right now.
Like we've been looking through the wrong end of the telescope this whole time. Instead of trying to add spirituality to our lives, we should be recognizing that it's already there at the core. Mm. And this human experience is just like one chapter in a much bigger story.
Right. Makes you wonder what that bigger story is, huh? What does it even mean to be a spiritual being having this human experience?
That's a big question. And I don't think there's like a single right answer. But maybe that's the whole point. It's a journey of discovery, you know, figuring out your own connection to something beyond yourself.
Yeah. And maybe this human experience, it's the perfect way to explore that. We get these amazing tools, our bodies, minds, emotions, to help us navigate a world that's full of challenges and chances to grow.
It's like a playground for the soul, a place to try things out, to learn and evolve. And even though it's not always fun in games, there's something beautiful about all the ups and downs.
For sure. All the stuff we go through, the relationships, the good and bad experiences, it all shapes us, you know?
Yeah.
It helps us understand ourselves better.
We're like refining our spiritual essence through all of it, like a diamond that gets polished under pressure.
I like that. And as we refine ourselves, we're also adding to this, like, collective consciousness, right? Every act of kindness, every time we connect with someone, every time we get creative, it all adds to the bigger picture of what it means to be human.
So we're not just on our own personal journey. We're part of something way bigger.
Absolutely. And realizing that can be so powerful. It means our lives matter, what we do matters, and we have the potential to make a difference just by being ourselves, you know, our true selves.
So how do we live a life that honors that? How do we embrace our spiritual side while still living in this human world?
I think it starts with being aware, remembering that we are spiritual beings at our core and letting that guide how we think, act, and treat others. It's about living intentionally, being kind to ourselves and everyone else, and finding experiences that really feed our souls.
It's about balancing that inner world with what's going on around us, right? Both are important for growth.
Exactly. It's not about running away from being human. It's about, like, really embracing all of it, the joy, the pain, the wins, the losses. It's all part of this big cosmic dance.
Being present in every moment, appreciating the beauty, finding meaning in the everyday stuff.
And remembering that we're not alone. We're surrounded by other souls, each on their own path, but all connected and all contributing to the evolution of consciousness.
This deep dive has been, wow, it's been a lot, but it's a good reminder that there's so much more to life than what we see on the surface. I feel inspired to keep exploring these ideas, to figure out more about my own spiritual side and how to do my part for the greater good.
That's fantastic. I hope you do. Keep asking questions, keep looking for answers, and just embrace the mystery of it all, you know? This whole incredible human experience.
I will. And to all of you listening, we hope this deep dive got you thinking, maybe sparked your own curiosity to start exploring who you are and what you're all about. Remember, you're a spiritual being having a human experience. Embrace it, dive in, and let your light shine.